Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Mar and Imi Mar Ben Zvi, for Yaakov Ben Leah, for David Henoch Mordechai Ben Frieda Simcha, Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel, Ben Esther, Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, Rada Shittus Bas Brindel Gittel. Should all have Rios Hashlema, Bracha Vatzlacha Bochol, Maase Yideihem. We're going to be continuing our Limud of Divrei Mar and Rav Hud Mizatzal. It says in Yirmiyahu, Perek Tezayin, Sukkim Yadalat Tezvav, Hinei Amimim Num Hashem, V'lo Yamer Od Chai Hashem Asher Helas B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Ki Im Chai Hashem Asher He'elam Me'eretz Tzafon. The days are coming, says God, it will no longer be said God should live who took the Jewish people out of Egypt, but rather God should live who took them out of the land of the north. The Ramban and the Chumash, Shmos Yud Beis Beis, explains that this nevuah of not remembering Mitzrayim, but rather remembering that God took us from the land of the north, was already fulfilled partially when the names of the months came with them from Bavel. And they were called with Shemos Bavlim. They were called with Babylonian names. So we are remembering not the redemption from Egypt, but rather the later redemption from Babel. The Torah, it says the first month, the second month, the third month, and now we call the months by the names that they had in Galus Babel. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. So that's already a little bit of the key of this Nevuah of Yirmiyahu, that we are going to remember God who took us out of the land of the north, Babel being to the north of Eretz Yisrael. So we have to understand, why is the Zecher for Geulas Babel Dafka expressed in the names of the months? And number two, why is the memory of Yetzias Mitzrayim pushed away in the context of the name of the months? In other words, instead of saying Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, which relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim, we left in the first month. Chodesh HaZelachem, so the months relate to Yetzias Mitzrayim, so now Yetzias Mitzrayim is being pushed away, so to speak, Dafka in the context of the names of the months. So instead of the first month, second month, Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, we have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, etc. So why Zecher Legulas Bavel B'Shemus HaChadashim, and why Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim pushed away Dafka B'Inyan HaChadashim? So with regard to the first Shaila, we can explain based on the Halacha that Kiddush HaChodesh is only in Eretz Yisrael, as we see in Brachas Samach Gimel Amid Beis, like it says, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sora. But it says there in the Gemara in Amid Aleph that if there's no one like him, this rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, then they can be Makadish in Chutzlaretz. The Gadol HaDor is in Chutzlaretz, can be Makadish L'Chodesh in Chutzlaretz. And that's how Yecheskel did it in Baruch Ben Neriah. They were Makadish the Chadashim in Bavel. Ukeshe Kitshu Shom Nisparsimu B'Shemos Bavelim. And when they were Makadish the Chodesh, so then was publicized the Babylonian names of the months. Now, in the Kiyum of Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we see a Mahalach of Maschil B'Gnus U'Misayim B'Shevach. And therefore, when we mention the names of the Babylonian months, there's an inyan of Gnai. What's the Gnai? the Ganai, the negative aspect is that they had to be Mekadesh the month in Eretz, in Chutz Laretz, and not in Eretz Yisrael. And that Mitzion Teitze Torah. It's supposed to be that we Kiddush HaChodesh comes from Eretz Yisrael, not from Bavel. Why does it come? When it comes from Bavel, that's a Gnai. However, after they came to Eretz Yisrael and they were Mekadesh the Chodesh Belishkas HaGozes in the chamber of hewn stone, they continued calling the months by their Babylonian names. And in this is encapsulated a praise and a thanks on the Adifus, on the preference of Geulas Bavel. As is known, that after the Geula from Gullus, we try to find what benefit we gain from the Gullus. Like it says in the Pasuk, Vayaki Selchu Lo Selchu Reikam, when you leave, you're not going to leave empty-handed. V'achareichen Yetzu Baruchush Gadol, afterwards you're going to leave with great bounty, with many possessions. So that the idea is that when you leave the Gullus, you have to come out with more from the Gullus than you came in, than with what you came into the Gullus. There has to be some sort of gain. There should no, be no taina of, as the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, and Daf Mem Amid Beis, Zavin V'Zavin Tagra Ikri. If you sell, buy and sell at the same price, are you called a businessman? Are you going to make any money that way? You buy and you sell at the same price. Not recommended if you want to make money. So when we leave Bavel, when we leave any Gullus, you want to see what you got from the Gullus. And therefore the Zecher LeGeula Mi Bavel is expressed Dafka in the names of the months. Because there is a Gnai, right, where it says Maschilim Maginosim Messiah B'Shevach, so you want to find a Gnai and a Shevach together. You want to have both a Gnai and a Shevach. So what's the Gnai? The Gnai is that they had to be Mekadesh the Chadashim in Chutz Laretz. Because ideally, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sora. But you see that there's an adifus to the Gullus of Bavel because we continued using the Babylonian names. Since we continued using the Babylonian names, that's also a Shevach. That shows that we gained from the Bav, the Gullus. But there was something special about this Geula from the Gullus that we gained. It wasn't just that we ended up the same way we started. There's an adifus. So in the time of Yecheskel and Baruch Ben Neria, they used the Babylonian names, and they continued to use the Babylonian names even afterwards. Even after the Geula. And that's a Shevach. That shows the Maila of Bavel. So one hand you have the Gnai, that they had to be Mekadesh the Chodesh in Chutz Laretz. On the other hand you have the Shevach. The fact that we're still using those names shows that there was something that we gained in that Gullus that we don't want to lose. So that's why, that answers our first question, why the Zecher LeGeulas Bavel is Dafka B'Shemos HaChadoshim. Because then you get the Gnai and the Shevach together. The Gnai that they had to be Mekadesh LeChodesh and Chutz Laretz, and the Shevach that we're still using those names. So the Maila of Gullus and Geulas Bavel. Maschil V'Genosim Messiah B'Shevach, there's both. And now we come on to the second question. And that is, why is the Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim pushed away the expression of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim being pushed away is Dafka Be'inyan HaChadoshim. V'nefaresh Devrei Chazal al Pasuk B'Sefer Yechezkel. Ko Amar Hashem, etc. Tikach Par Ben Bokar L'Chatamim V'Chiteisa as HaMikdash. So says Hashem, in the first month, on the first day of the month, you shall take the young bull without blemish, and you shall purify v'chitesa as hamizbeach. As hamikdash, excuse me, you should purify the sanctuary. So the Gemara asks, since we're talking about the first of Nisan, which is Rosh Chodesh, why does it say you shall purify? V'chitesa, which indicates that the sacrifice is a chatos, when in fact each of the two bulls sacrificed on the new moon is an ola. Chatos ola, he says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Parashizu, Elio Asid Ledarsha. Rabbi Yechanan says this passage is indeed difficult, and in the future Elio Anabi will interpret it. Rav Ashi Yomar, Milu Mikrivu Bime Ezra, Kederach Shikrivu Bime Moshe. Rav Ashi says it's possible to explain this pasuk is not referring to the additional offerings sacrificed in Rosh Chodesh, but rather to the offerings of the inauguration that they sacrificed later in the days of Ezra, similar to the offerings that were sacrificed during the period of the inauguration of the Mishkan in the days of Moshe. When the Avod and the Mikdash was restored in the second Bayis, the Jewish people observed 8 days of inauguration, initiating the Kohanim and the Avodas HaMikdash from the 23rd of Adar through the new moon, the Rosh Chodesh of Nisan. During these 8 days, they offered a bull for a sin offering in addition to the offerings of the inauguration. Just as had been done at the inauguration of the Mishkan, as we see in Vayikra, Perek Tes. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Domer Pashas Olayo Asi Ledarsha, Rabbi Yosi Milua Mikrivu Me Ezra, Gedera Shikrivu Me Moshe, Amala Tunuch Daitcha Shinach the Daiti. So we see the same thing in Ebrais. Rabbi Yudah says this passage is indeed difficult. In the future, Alayan Avi will interpret it. Rabbi Yosi says, no, it's referring to the offerings of the inauguration that they sacrificed later in the days of Ezra, similar to the offerings that were sacrificed during the period of inauguration in the days of Moshe, Rabbi Yehuda, said to Rabbi Yossi, may your mind be at ease as you put my mind at ease. Ad kan midivrei ha-Gemara. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Achav Aleph Amid Beis, Roy ha-Ezra shetinasing Torah al-Yado, el molei hikdimo Moshe, Ezra was fitting, was worthy that the Torah should be given in his days, had Moshe Rabbeinu not been first, had he not preceded him, Ezra would have been worthy of being the one through whom we received the Torah. Nevertheless, Nishtan al Yado Haksav, in the time of Ezra, the Ksav changed, the Gemara says, from Ksav Ivri to Ksav Ashuris. Today our Ksav is Ksav Ashuris. It used to be in Ksav Ivri, it was a different Ksav, it was a different font. The form of the letters was different than what we have today. Maral in the Teferis Yisrael in the 64th Perek writes that there is great depth to the reason why Dafka Ezra was pulled, this Shinui, from Ksav Ivri to Ksav Ashuris. In the Sefer Parad Yitzchak on Pesach and Maimer Ayin Tes, he explains the Chiluf Lashonos between the Nusach of Kiddush and Yantiv and the Nusach of Tefillah. In Kiddush we say, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Am V'Romemanu Mikol Lashon. God chose us from every nation and exalted us from every tongue, Lashon Yachid, Am V'Lashon. Whereas in Davening we say, Atah B'chartanu Mikol Ha'amim V'Romamtanu Mikol Halishonos. You chose us from all the nations, plural, and you exalted us from all the tongues, plural. The reason why in each specific case, bimakoma, locally, it says specifically this terminology, this phraseology, is not nogea to what we're discussing now. Now we are just going to explain why there's a difference between the two. There are two bechiros that were said about the Jewish people. One is mikol ha'amim, and one is mikol am. Atavrachatana mikol ha'amim, ashabrachavana mikol am. The first, mikol ha'amim, relates to the tekufa where Am Yisrael already existed, and our choice was among these other 70 nations. And the chosenness of one nation is seen from among the 70 nations. That's when Am Yisrael already exists, and we're chosen one from the 70. The Bechira Mikol Am is the Bechira in the Tkufa of Hein Am Echad V'Safa Achat Likulam Bereishis Yad Alevav Shayu Kulam Am Echad Kodem Pilugam. They were all one nation before everybody was split up. That's when there was Bechira Mikol Am, when we were all one nation. Hein am echad v'safa achat lekulam. V'ainu al pi divrei ha-katuv behanchel elyon goyim, behafrido b'nei adam, yatzev gvulot amim, lemispar b'nei Yisrael. What does it mean behanchel elyon goyim? This is the beginning of the tkufa of ba'artzosam legoyehem, Bereishis 10:31, when the nations were split up, each one into its own nachala. Each one into its own inheritance. That's when God gave each one their own inheritance. Bahafrido b'nei Adam. What does it mean, Bahafrido b'nei Adam? This again, based on the pasuk in Dvarim, Lamed Beis Ches. Anachel yom goyim, Bahafrido b'nei Adam. B'diburam, b'lshonam, b'mkomam. They were split up in their speech, in their words, in their places. Yatsev. What does it mean, Yatsev? He stood. The number of nations corresponding to the 70 souls, Jewish souls, that went down to Egypt. Yatsev v'lo samim l'mispar b'nei Yisrael. 70 people came down to Egypt, 70 nations. In other words, in this alone, that you were cut off from one nation, and now they're the same number of pieces corresponding to the 70 souls of the Jewish people. This proves that we are the chosen ones. We were 70, and then God made 70 nations. That shows that we, all the nations are based on us. We're the chosen ones. V'hainu shebachar banu mikol am. Even before the chiluk ha'amim, when we were still an am, and then God split them up, we were one. God split them up specifically into 70. Kenegad Shivim Nefesh Yardu Mitzrayma. That already shows the Bechira of the Am. When we were one nation, when the whole world was one nation, we were already chosen. Ve'azem et misayimim ha'ktuvim ha'baim. Hashem badad yanchenu. God leads you alone. Ve'eni mo'el nechar. This is Devarim Lamed Beis Yud Beis, the Hemshech there. In other words, when we were split up into 70 nations, now there are 70 Elohei Nechars. Ve'eni mo el Nechar. God leads you alone. You don't have foreign gods, but they do. All the nations do. But Am Yisrael, Hashem badad yanchenu. God leads us alone without an El Nechar, without a foreign god. And based on this, that Hashem badad yanchenu, we are different than the nations. Uvagoyim lo yitchashav. As it says in Bamidbar 23:9, Hein am levadad yishkon uvagoyim lo yischashav. We are not reckoned amongst the Gentiles. We are alone. We are the only ones without an El Nechar. And that is our Bechira. And this is from the earlier Tkufa. Am Echad v'Safa Achas. So that's a Shebachar Banu Mikol Am that we say in Kiddush. When we were all still one, God already chose us. He split them into 70. Can I get our 70? They have their El Nechars, we don't. Hashem Badad Yanchenu, we're alone. We're chosen from them. They have their foreign gods. We're chosen by the real God, the only God. And we find this Madrega when it says in the Sifri in Parshas Kisavo and the Hagudah Shel Paisach, Malamei Chayi Mitzuyanim Sham. They were outstanding in Egypt. They were remarkable. Siyun Hamiyuchad Lahem. Now they were remarkable and they were separate from the other dwellers of the earth, because they didn't, they were mitsuyanim, they didn't change their names, they didn't change their language. In other words, here is the Bechira as Veroma Manu Mikol Hashon. Because we weren't one nation among other nations. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were like a fetus that hasn't yet come out into the world. And nevertheless, if we are Mitzuyanim U'miyuchadim, that's only from the Hashpa of Hashem Badad Yanchenu, from the Tkufa of Am Echad B'Safa Achas. So we have the Bacharbanim Mikol Am already from the time of the Dora Flaga, and then we have a Ramamanim Mikol Lashon, which is in Mitzrayim, where we weren't yet a nation. We weren't chosen as a nation among nations. We didn't exist yet. We were like a fetus, and God raised us among all the other Lashonos. We didn't change our Lashon, so that made us unique, and God elevated us. The Medrash says, Ve'el Shemos Bnei Yisrael, Ruven Shimon, Ruven v'Shimon Nachti, Ruven v'Shimon Salki. These are the names of Jewish people. Ruven and Shimon came down, Ruven and Shimon left, without any shinui. Same name. This is all before Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is all before Matan Torah. However, in Tkufas Ezra, even though there was the Hecharesh v'Hamasker, which as Chazal tell us, everybody was like deaf, when these Talmid Chachamim would open their mouths b'divrei Torah, getting Peches Amid Aleph, that there was this time, everybody like became mute when these Talmidei Chachamim would start talking. There was this time when in Galus Bavel, in Tkufas Ezra, when they were great Talmidei Chachamim. Nevertheless, despite the fact that they were great Talmidei Chachamim, we find that it says, Chatzim Adaber Ashtol Desveinam Akim Adaber Yehudis, it says in Nehemiah Gimel Chav Dalet, that they would speak Ashtodis. You go to Ashtod, they don't speak that anymore. But that's a different language. And they didn't know the Dabar Lashon Yehudis. So yeah, they were great Talmid Chachamim. They would open their mouths and people would become like Chershim. They'd be like deaf people. They wouldn't understand what they were saying. They would say it's great Talmid Chachamim. That's what it means when it says, literally means the craftsmen and the smiths. Isn't the pasuk a cherish v'amaskir elef, the craftsmen and the smiths a thousand. And they were exiled. And they were called craftsmen cherish, because when they would open up their mouths, it would be like deaf, they wouldn't understand. And masger, you know, shon sagar, kevin shesogrim shuveinam poschim. Once they would close a certain matter they didn't comprehend, no one would introduce it again. Nobody was capable of solving the problem. Great Talmidei Chachamim. And they would speak a foreign language. So we see Ruvein v'Shimon Nachsi, Ruvein v'Shimon Salki. Leumat chatzim ishdaber ashmashdodis in Mitzrayim, the same Reuven and Shimon that went down with the same Reuven and Shimon that came up. And here, half of them were speaking ashdodis, and they didn't even know the Dabar Lashon Yehudis. And also in Mitzrayim, it says hapili achanochi. So you have a yud at the yud at the end and a hey at the beginning. They're all shiftei ka, yidden and a hay. And the Mitzrayim didn't mix in with them, as it says in Rashi in Bamidbar 26:5. But in Bavel and Sefer Ezra, Chmana Litzlan, Perek Yud, there's an entire parish of Nashim Nachrios. In other words, the Kilkul here was not only in Bechatanim Mikol HaAmim, that the Jewish people mixed in with the Goyim, but rather Chatsi Mishtaber Ashdodis, they were Pogei even the Safa Achas. They were Pogei the Madrega of Bachar Banim Mikol Am. Remember, the Bachar Banim Mikol Am is the original Tkufa of Hein Am Echad V'Safa Achas L'Kulam, where we all spoke the same language. And at that point, the Jews were chosen. And here the Jews are speaking their language. So that was a pigia. That was a blemish. That was an impingement on their Bachar Banim Mikol Am. Such that in Golas Mitzrayim, in Kol Shefel Madregasam, Shekimat Kat Hayah Ne'akara Ikar Sheshasa Lavram. It says in the Rambam, Nuchzot Kochavim, Perak Alef Halacha Gimel, that this principle that Avram Avinu planted was almost lost. Nevertheless, Badad Yanchenu. It remains Shalem. Remain Shalim, we remain Badad Yanchenu. But in Golas Bavel, so even though in Golas Mitzrayim we almost lost it, Shekimat Kat Haya Nekar Iker Sheshasel Avram, and yet we retained our Badad Yanchenu, but in Golas Bavel we lost this Nekuda. Niskalkal and Nekuda Zubayim B'nei Yisrael. Because now we're speaking Ashdodis. We're marrying Goyisha women. In the Dor HaFlaga it says, Me'eretz Ahu Yatza Ashur. Rashi says, Ashur Yatza Me'atzes Binyan HaMigdal. Lo Hiskim Imayim V'Ozvan. Ashur left the Eitz of building the Migdal, this tower. He didn't agree with them, he left them. So we find explicitly that Ashur has no chelik in the Eitz of the Dor HaFlaga and the Dor HaPilug, in the generation of separation, of experience. Dispersion. Is that a word? And therefore, Chazal say that Ksav Ashur is Me'usher Shel B'lashonos. It's the most certified of languages, the best of languages. Because they were not the ones who were punished in the Pilug. They left beforehand. They didn't want to build this tower against God. And that's Ezra, he's the Goel Mibavel. He changed the Ksav to Ashuris, because Ashuris is a good language. They weren't the ones who were involved with the Eitz of the Dor HaFlaga. So Ezra changed the language to Ashuris, because in this Golus there was a Pegia, there was a blemish in the Roma Mano Mikol Am, in being exalted from all nation, when we were all one nation. And now we're mixing in with the other ones. We weren't exalted from them. We're mixing in with them. And therefore the Geula, what Ezra wanted to do is bring us back to that Nekuda. Am Echad V'Safa Achas, without the Kilkul of Dor HaFlaga. One nation, one language. Without the blemish of the Dor HaFlaga, of the generation of the tower, of the dispersion. And Ezra did that by changing the Ksav to Ashuris, who wasn't involved in the Eitz against Hashem. So there's a certain Shlemus in the Ksav of Ashur that we use for our Hebrew. They don't have the Chisaron of HaFlaga. They weren't punished by being spread out. They left beforehand because they didn't want to be part of it. And the Meila, there's also a Tikkun of the Tzar of Golas Bavel, which is the Tzar of the Bittul of Am Echad V'Saf Achas. In Golas Bavel, we mixed in with the nations. And now we want to overcome that. So we use the ksav of Ashuris to show that we're elevated above the piluk. Because the ksav expresses the tsura of the situation of the nation. We were already chosen at the time of Am. We were all one nation. We were elevated above Hashem Badad Yanchenu. Then we lost that. Because we're speaking the non-Jewish languages. We're intermarrying with non-Jewish women. So in order to make this tikkun, Ezra took us back to Ashur, who wasn't involved in the Dor HaFlaga. They were the tikkun of the Dor HaFlaga. And he uses their ksav. They weren't involved in this Eitzah. So he takes us back there and he fixes us. So when it comes to giving the Torah, it was given to Moshe. Moshe came before Ezra. But it didn't need to be given in Ksav Ashuris, because B'Shas Golos Mitzrayim, the Bechira of Mikol Am, was Ketikuna. Everything was fine. We didn't mix in with the Egyptians. Reuven went down, Reuven came up. Shimon went down, Shimon came up. There's only one woman, as Chazal tell us, who was Nechshelis with the Mitzri. But other than that, the Jewish women kept their purity. So we didn't need Ksav Ashuris. We didn't have to go back to the time of the Haflagon and fix our Mikol Am. Our Mikol Am was fine. We hadn't mixed in with the Gentiles. So we were elevated Mikol Am. So we didn't need Ksav Ashuris. It's only the time of Ezra when we were Makalka of Bachar Bana Mikol Am. When we did mix in, so Ezra had to go back to the Dor HaFlaga and use Ksav Ashuris to be metakin our kilkul, to fix what we corrupted. And this that we said that Bechira B'Kol Am was Kituna B'Mei Moshe, that's only until Yetzias Mitzrayim. What happened after Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Erev Rav. And what does the Erev Rav do? They cause this Irbuvia, this mixing in. They want to be Mevatel, the Am Vodad Yishkom. And this can be done either by an Erev Rav, that people from the outside come in, or that we go into the other people, we turn outwards and mix in with the other people. And now let's go back to Chazal about the Meluim. At the days of inauguration, and all the Meluim, Bein Bimei Moshe, Bein Bimei Shlomo, Bein Bimei Ezra, all their Karbanos were Haraz Shah. Look in the Pachad Yitzchak and Chanukah, Maimer Yud Beis, Oz Gimel. These were only temporary measures, these Karbanos. But the Meluim in the Mishkan, we find not only Haraz Shah and the nature of the Karbanos, but also Binyan HaKapara. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was makriv in Egel Echatas to be mechaper al cheda Egel. And the Doris, we don't have such a mahalach. Because the Chatos, you only bring on a shogeg. So first of all, we brought different karbanos in the Meluim. And here also, there's a different type of kapara. Because in Egel Achatas, you only bring Achatas on a shogeg. And Cheda Egel wasn't b'shogeg. So it was a hara shah that they're bringing Achatas on a mezid. And a hara l'shah b'kapara we don't find in the time of Shlomo. And that's what Chazal are saying. That's the music from the words of Chazal, Lashon Chazal, the Nigan. They explain that the Meluim, they were Makriv, Bimei Ezra, Kederech Sheikrivu, Bimei Moshe. That the Meluim, they were Makriv in the time of Ezra, is like they did in the time of Moshe. It's coming to exclude Bimei Shlomo. In other words, even in Bimei Ezra, there's a shinu not only in the karbanos that they bring, which karbanos they bring, but also in the kapara. Then Moshe, the shinu b'kapara was b'cheda egel, and cheda egel was caused by the erev rav. So by bringing the karban, there's a tikkun of the kilkul of the erev rav. And if we can compare it to the time of Ezra, to the days of Ezra, then the kapara will be the second type of ribuvia. Remember, we said there are two types of mixing. The outside comes in, or we inside go out. So in the time of Ezra, it was the opposite. It was we inside went out. In the time of Moshe, it was the erev rav, the outside coming in. And now it's the inside going out. Vayisa'aravu b'goyim vayilmudu mimaaseihem. As it says in Tehillim 106:35. And that's what happened in Babel with our non-Jewish wives. And that's what God said. That's what says in the Gemara. Tanuch daitra shinachte dati. That you should be. Your das should be resting because you caused my das to rest. That's Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "Milu mikrivu me Ezra, kederach shikrivu me Moshe." And that's why they brought a chatas, and not just an ol as we would have expected. So he said, "Tanuch datra shinachta dati." Why? Why not that? Because I see here that there's a complete kapara for their mixing in. It's going to be fixed. The Roman Manu Mikolam, the Bechir of Am Yisrael, B'dargas Am Levodad Yishkon. Just like there was a kapara for the Cheda Egel with the Chatos, so too there's a kapara for learning from the Goyim, just like there was a kapara of us, of what came from the outside mixing in with us, so too there's now going to be a kapara for us mixing in with what's outside of us, marrying non-Jewish women, speaking their language. So now there's going to be a tikkun of Roma Manu Mikolam, the Bechir of Am Yisrael, B'dargas Am Levadad Yishkon. So that's what happened in the time of Ezra. We made a tikkun for this sin, just like in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a tikkun for the Cheda Egel with the Chatas, the Nimei HaMiluim, the inauguration of the Mishkan. Amazing. And now we go back to the beginning. Why was the Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim pushed off Dafka in the context of the names of the months? That instead of using the names of the months of the first month, the second month, the third month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Instead we say Nisan Yosef and Tammuz. And that shows that, as the Ramban says, that we're no longer going to remember Egypt, we're going to remember how God took us from the land of the north. Why is this expressed dafka in Shemos Chadoshim? Tzaras HaYehudim B'Bavel Hayu Misug Zeh Shel Shinui Shemam V'Lishonam Shemedabrim Ashdodit V'Chanal. The Tzaras of the Jews in Bavel was that they changed their names and their language. They spoke Ashdodis. And therefore, as a zecher for the Gula from these Tzaras, they left the Babylonian names. Similar to somebody who became rich, but he leaves his poor kelim to remember the Tkufa when he was poor. Ubefrat zeh b'geula mi'bavel b'nogea l'tikun shel am echad munach adifut shel geulat bavel v'harevach hayotze mitoch hayotenu b'tzara zo. Ha'idei shenitchazek banu ki kinyan nefesh dargat am echad. So what are we doing? It's like a rich person still keeps a memory of himself being poor. Even after he became rich, we too remember Galus Bavel. And that we gain from Galus Bavel. And we do that by strengthening our Am Echad. We want to remember how we mixed in with them, how we assimilated, and now we were redeemed and we're no longer assimilated. But that whole gullus, remember, the gullus is not just a waiting period until we can finally have the geula, but there's a purpose for the gullus also. When we have the geula, we see that we became greater because of the gullus. So we don't just edit that out of our history. We see that as part and parcel of who we were. We became greater because of the Gullus. And this is expressed in using the names of the months, because the names of the months shows that we were assimilated. We're using their names of the months instead of the Torah names of the months. So we still use them to remember that Tkufa, because now we have fixed that Tarovus, that Erbuvia, that mixture. We still want to remember that there was such a tkufa, because we gained from that tkufa as well. You grow even from the gullus. So therefore, dafka b'shemus hachadashim, the fact that we mixed in with them, we were speaking Ashdodis, we were speaking their language, we were saying January, February, March, instead of the Jewish months. So we take that with us, even after the geula. Remember what was once. Now that was also an important tkufa. So now we're not there anymore. We take that along with us to remember those times. And now we've been zelcha baruch Hashem to fix, and we're back to bachar banam mikol am. Vadvarim hayu nisgavim v'nifloim. Ritzos Hashem darkenu. We will hopefully continue in the next shir, and we'll revisit this Asher Bachar B'Banam Mikol Am Romanam Mikol Lashon, that we say in Kiddush, as opposed to Atar Bachatanam Mikol Am and Romanam Mikol Lashon, that we say in Tefillah. And we have a lot to look forward to, Mitzvah Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.